Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Today, we're continuing our look at 10 people you cannot help. Of course, we're not talking about 10 specific people, but 10 characteristics of people that may need help on the outside, but on the inside, they're unwilling to change. And we're certainly not writing these people off forever, but simply acknowledging that there is a proper time to extend help to someone and a time when they're ready to receive your help. Until then, they are probably one of the 10 people you simply cannot help. The seventh person you cannot help is someone who refuses to take the time to make necessary changes in their own life. It takes years to create some of life's worst messes, so we really can't expect to resolve them overnight. The answer may be going back to school to earn a degree that would increase their chances for a better paying job, or working a few extra hours each week until a debt is paid off. But if someone is just plain lazy and unwilling to do what it takes, they may be one of the 10 people you cannot help. The eighth person you cannot help is someone who chooses relationships that will destroy them. For example, a good Christian woman may become involved with one abusive man after the other, and she is forever asking you to help her with each new difficulty. But unless she changes, after you've helped her with the current problem, she will just go on to recreate the same problem with yet another abusive man. Until she's ready to deal with the real problem in her life, she is probably one of the 10 people you cannot help. In Mark 6:11, Jesus says, "Whoever will not receive you, nor hear you, when you depart from them, shake the dust off your feet for a testimony against them. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for them." Jesus knew that not everyone would receive the truth, and there comes a time when you must realize that you are simply wasting your time. Jesus is also long-suffering and available at the whisper of His name when we finally do surrender to the truth. We need to follow Christ's example and learn how to become effective in the lives of others. Join me again tomorrow as we continue with 10 people you cannot help. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.